Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right. We all good? Jake?
I'm great.
Over or under on the Chiefs Ravens? What are we doing?
Right now?
Don't jack with me.
We're in the over right now.
Oh, boy, you got talked out of that under real quick, didn't you?
Oh, no, I'll be talked right
Man,
back
you
into
got,
it.
Really?
Yep. I'll start going through the numbers. I'll start looking at the stats. Start looking at opening games at Arrowhead, what that number looks like. See if they've gone over or under the last couple of years. Just see where they're at. And I'll talk myself back into
my
the under.
Goodness.
And then tomorrow, halfway through the show, I'll probably talk my way back into the over.
You'll be talked into whatever Lee Sterling says is what
Damn
you'll be talked
right.
into. He's on fire.
Absolutely.
Nate, did you know that? He's on
Lee Sterling.
You better have
fire.
A
yeah,
bucket
that.
Of water to put on. He's on fire.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching.
Paramount
put
Sports.
Put that fire out.
9:05 tomorrow. Tune in. 10-2 over last weekend.
He told you KC was going to win outright.
Woo!
If you didn't listen to him, that's your
Money
fault.
Line. Good odds on those.
Let's say hello to Dion Clisso from PrepsKC.com.
I can't find any lines for this weekend's high school games.
You got any lines on these this week's games?
I'm looking for them.
No, that's frowned upon.
By you know what? By who?
Yeah, right.
Who's frowning?
Society.
Misha, Keisha.
Yeah, well, Misha Tate. How
Keisha
about
hasn't
that?
Put out a good album in a long time. I'm not really concerned about
Keisha's
her.
Keisha's been a pain in my ass for years.
Well, that's actually
I mean,
a true statement.
It's true.
I'm not saying they're not out there.
15 regular season soccer games? That's a joke.
All right.
Keisha.
Let's get to this. Preps KC is where you need to be if you want to see all the games on Friday. Hey, so tell us how we can keep up with everything before we get into the games and other stuff.
PrepsKC.com is the easiest way to do it. It's mobile friendly. Any phone or tablet, you just go into your browser and find it there, your desktop, if you like to visit your computer. And that, we also have the app you can download in the App Store and through Google Play. But PrepsKC.com is the easiest thing to remember. And, of course, follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook because everything we put out there first to alert you what's going on.
All right, we have a couple of spotlight players on the Missouri side. First is my spotlight player, St. Pius quarterback Jack Mosh, who in a 35-28 victory over Cameron, Dion, he was 17 of 23 for 309 yards and 4 touchdowns and ran the ball 18 times for 92 yards, dominated the game. And they're going to need Jack Mosh to come up with another big game because they play at Maryville this weekend.
They're in a spot the next few weeks where their schedule is going to get a lot tougher, and they're going to need him to play big. And you know, they opened with Odessa a few weeks ago and got crushed, but that's not a bad thing because Odessa has yet to be scored upon and is averaging about 60 points a game. So Pius has really taken advantage of their schedule the last 2 weeks. Beat St. Michael, beat Cameron, who was 2-0. Now they've got Maryville and then Chillicothe, and then they've got a couple games with St. Joseph Christian, St. Joe Benton. So, you know, they're still a young team, and they're kind of finding their way. They're in Class 2 this year. They dropped down, which you think would help them, but they're in a district now with Lathrop, who was in the state championship game last year, and Maryville came down with them too. So their postseason is going to be a tougher run, but anytime they can play well in games against teams like Maryville and Chillicothe and maybe steal a win is going to help them big time.
Jack Mosh with the Mosh Pit at St. Pius. Now, what you're what you're saying is the teams that play against Odessa are similar to Nate Bucati in high school, both unable to score.
That's
Come on!
Right.
Come on, baby! Yeah. It's Thursday!
Well,
I apologize.
Yes. Let's just hope that Nate doesn't have a season like all their opponents, because I don't know if anybody's going to score on him.
Nate.
Well, I'm just going to go cry
Nate,
in the corner for
Nate
a little bit.
Nate was more of a second-half
yeah,
kind of guy.
Thanks for reminding me of my high school days.
Well, now let's talk about the Missouri spotlight player to watch. From Park Hill South, tell us about their quarterback.
Matt Suchinick is their quarterback, and you know, he really the last 2 weeks has been big for them. They got a big win over Platte County 2 weeks ago, and I was talking to his coach for our radio show, and he said, you know, he's just done a good job of really, you know, getting better in the off season and taking a big step forward. And he's done a good thing for them. They've got Staley this week, so they're going to need everything they can get out of him. But so far this year, he's got 629 yards, 8 TDs, and no interceptions. Anytime you can see a high school guy go through 3 games without throwing interceptions and put up, you know, double digits a game TD numbers, you know he's doing something well. And that's pretty good because all that's come in the last two games because they got shut out against Ray Peck in week one. So that's he's really been a key for them. And against that front six of Staley, that he's going to be really tested on Friday night.
What about the 8-10 game of the week, Lee Summit North at Park Hill?
Well, this is a great one. Park Hill's coming off a tough loss to Liberty North last week. They'd won their first two games over Lee Summit West and Liberty. Lee Summit North got a big win last week over Blue Springs, caught them coming off a big win from Rockhurst. The beauty of Class 6 football on the Missouri side here in Kansas City is every week there's at least three or four games that are toss-up games, and you don't know which way they're going to go. A lot of it depends on matchup. Lee Summit North's got all kinds of speed, but Park Hill can match that speed. Their defensive line is outstanding with James Gore and Johnny Wilson, and they're really playing pretty good football, even though they got beat by Liberty North last week. Lee Summit North, after a loss to Liberty North in week one, has really righted the ship, but this is going to be probably their, I'd say, their toughest test because of their toughest test this week because they play so many, they all play so many good games.
Susan St. John, my wife, demanding satisfaction as her alma mater, Van Horn, hosting center. What can you tell me about Van Horn's chances of keeping Mama happy at home?
Well, it's going to be a tough one. Center's 3-0. So is Van Horn. Van Horn's playing really well. They struggled a little bit in week one, went to overtime with East, Kansas City East. Sean Mitchell's their outstanding quarterback. He's kind of doing it all for them. He runs and throws and is having a great season. This is going to be a fun game. It's a Saturday game. It's supposed to be at 1 o'clock. We'll see what the weather does with that because they're talking about thunderstorms all day long. But Center's off to a great start. They're 3-0. They've got some really nice wins over Oak Grove and St. Joe Lafayette in there. This is going to be Van Horn's toughest game of the season so far, maybe one of their toughest games all year in the regular season. But these two teams are very similar in style and what they want to do and very well coached, both of them. It should be a good one.
Okay, one more Missouri game, the Battle of Liberty, Liberty North at Liberty. The loser sits in Liberty traffic for 2 hours.
Yes.
And guess what? So does the winner.
Yeah.
That's gridlock. You can't really go anywhere, can you?
Sorry.
No, Liberty's like one way in, one way out.
That's
sometimes.
Right. Thank you.
Especially at Liberty High School. There's not too many great ways to get into that place. So this last week, I had a good friend of mine I'm talking to, and he goes, so Liberty North's the best team in Class 6 in Kansas City. And I said, this week, they're all very good. Liberty can go in there and beat Liberty North. Liberty North's off to a great start. I think this is a trap game for Liberty North. They're coming off a big win over Park Hill. Liberty is looking to take down their rival. They're ranked fourth in the state right now, Liberty North is. So this is really a bullseye game for Liberty North with Liberty coming in, going to Liberty on that game.
A wild atmosphere in Liberty.
All right, let's move over to the Kansas side, and let's talk about a player to watch, Ty Black, the quarterback at Shawnee Mission Northwest.
Well, Shawnee Mission Northwest is a team that's really taking a big step forward this year. They were a lot better last year, and this year they're even better. He's got 567 yards in two games, seven TDs, one interception. He's a big physical guy. He runs the ball well. Their offense is explosive, and he's a main reason for that. He's also a guy who plays quarterback who wears 20. So, I mean, okay. There's something to like about that. and he's when you see him play, he looks bigger. I mean, he's a good-sized guy. He's like 6'1", 6'2". But his backs and his receivers aren't very big, so he looks massive wearing that 20. He looks like a lineman standing back there with his backs. But, no, they've been a team that has really taken a big step forward this year, and he's a reason why. He's the coach's son, and a lot of these kids have been playing together for a long time. And you could see as they get a little older, that they're juniors this year, a lot of these players on this team, that each year they've come in and they've gotten a little bit better each year. And Ty Black could be one of the best quarterbacks in the Metro this season.
All right, let's talk about some of the games on the Kansas side. What about Lawrence High, the Chesty Lions at Gardner-Edgerton?
Well, it's kind of funny. Gardner last year kind of jumped up with the team that had a good senior class but a lot of juniors on it and just stunned everyone, went undefeated in the regular season. This year Lawrence is kind of on that same track. They are loaded with juniors. A lot of them, most of them got to play as sophomores last year. In fact, Coach Harold Wamsgans pointed out he was at the Lawrence Shawnee Mission East game on Thursday, or actually Friday, because it spilled over into Friday. And he said there's between the numbers 50 and 70 on the Lawrence roster, there's only one senior. So all of their linemen and people like that are all underclassmen. And this Lawrence team is really playing well under Steve Rampe. Gardner-Edgerton looks fantastic in the first 2 weeks. They look like one of the best teams in Kansas. This is a great early season matchup. I think Gardner's probably the favorite in this game very easily, but this is a Lawrence team, especially defensively, that's fast and can get after the ball. It's going to be the best test for Gardner so far this season and maybe one of their best tests all season long.
What about Bishop Miege at Mill Valley?
Well, you know, Miege, you know, came out that first week and won a tough game against Blue Valley, or against they won their first week against Blue Valley North, and then last week they just kind of blew out Blue Valley West. Mill Valley doesn't look very good against Blue Valley West in week one. They give up 28 points in the fourth quarter, but last week just dominate St. James 27-7, led by their defense that really just harassed the St. James offense all night long. And the highlight package we got from our guy Mike Laviri, there was a lot of Mill Valley guys in the backfield of St. James. They're going to be tested this week against Miege. Dorsey, their quarterback, is having an outstanding season for them, along with Bryson Cobbins, their tailback, Daniel Jackson, their outstanding receiver. Miege is looking like they're really starting to turn it up a notch. But this is a great matchup of styles. Mill Valley wants to play defense. They want to run the ball. Miege offensively can strike at any point. So this is a good EKL battle. And who knows? These are two teams that could go on to play for state championships, Mill Valley 5A and Miege 4A.
All right, tell us how to keep up to date with all the action on a Friday night.
Just go to PrepsKC.com on your phone, your tablet, your computer, or make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And, of course, we have our app on Google Play and the App Store.
Thank you very much, Dion. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot.
When he said Harold Wamsgans, I thought he said Tom Wamsgans from Succession. So he's the head of news, by the way. If you saw that, you're still not watching it, are you?
No,
I got a big problem with you. Lebo's up to date,
is he? All my friends keep just they doing what you're doing to
Lebo!
Me.
Lebo,
they keep saying boar on the floor.
Lebo, I'm asking you a question.
I don't know what that means.
Do you think that Jake will ever catch up with Succession, or is this just a pipe dream? Me asking him.
It's not
him,
long.
That's right.
I keep
on the floor.
But I don't get it.
Boar on the floor.
I heard. I mean, everybody keeps saying that to me, and I don't know what it means.
You need to watch the show.
I know.
Right.
Mm.
Can you believe what he did to Roman this week? It was so. Oh, Lebo's laughing now. Let's look. Lebo. Hey, look what he's doing to you. He had the door cracked. He was doing something obscene to you, and you weren't even watching.
Is that? Yeah,
I don't need to see that.
Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Is
Roman.
It?
Yeah.
Roman is. Yeah.
So
no relation to Barry, right?
You know, I'm going to take a break now and back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.